And tonight we are dedicated to Ilu Nishmas of Tzvi Ben Binyamin, Tehen Nishmas of Tzvi Rav Yitzhak HaChaim. This is the week of Shavuos. This is in Chutz La'aretz, the week of Shavuos. In Eretz Yisrael, this Shabbos is Parshas Nasai. Right now we are living here, so for us this is the week of Shavuos. Shavuos, which is Friday and Shabbos, Vav and Zayin. We find ourselves now in the days of Shloshes Yemei Hagbalah, very special time as we come to the end of the Sfira in preparation for Matan Torah. This Yom Tov has many, many names. It is called in Chumash Yom HaBikurim. The Pasuk says in Parashas Pinchas, which we're going to be reading in the Maftir, Uviyom HaBikurim Behakrivechem Mincha Chadosha LaHashem B'Shavu Oiseichem. This Yom Tov is also referred to as Chag HaShavuos and as Chag HaKotzir. Chazal call it Atzeres. The Pasuk in Va'eschanan refers to it as Yom HaKohol. And in Tefillah we say Zman Matan Toiraseinu. What's a pella though, an amazing phenomenon here is that the Torah does not say what day it is. The Torah does not say what day of the month Shavuos falls out on. By all the other Yomim Tovim, the Torah explicitly clearly tells us what the day is. It tells us that Pesach is the 15th day of the first month, and it tells us that Sukkot is the 15th day of the 7th month, and Rosh Hashanah is the first day of the 7th month, and Yom Kippur is the 10th day of the 7th month. There's no question what day it is. By Shavuos, the Torah connects it to the counting. After we've counted 49 days, then comes the 50th day. Shavuos is the 50th day. And as the Gemara says, because there really isn't one day, Shavuos could be either on the 5th of Sivan, or the 6th, or the 7th, Pa'amim b'chamisha, Pa'amim b'shisha, Pa'amim b'shiva, because if it was possible in the time when they were Mekadesh al pi ha-re'iyah, and they didn't have the calendar that we have today, and if Iyar and Nisan were both 29 days, then Shavuos would be on the 5th. Of the month. Nothing to do even with the man Matan Torah Seinu, because Matan Torah was on either the 6th or the 7th. So that's the literal understanding of why the Torah does not tell us what day of the month Shavuos is, because there isn't one day. It could either be the 5th or the 6th or the 7th. That itself, though, requires a beer. Why such a great Yom Tov like Shavuos, the purpose of creation, why Hashem created the world, Bereishis, as the Medrash says, as Rashi brings right at the beginning of Chumash, Beshvil HaTorah Shenekra'as Reishis, is why the world was created. Or as the Baal HaTurim is Merameh, is that the word Bereishis stands for Barishoina Ro Elohim Sheyikablu Yisrael Torah. Yom HaShishi. Yom HaShishi is referring, as Rashi says, to the Yom Shishi B'Sivan. The whole world was waiting for the Yom Shishi B'Sivan. That's why it says it with a hey, Yom HaShishi, also being Meramis to the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. And yet the Torah doesn't tell us what day of the month Shavuos falls out on. The date is concealed. Why is the date concealed? Shavuos is also the Yom Tov that we read Rus. Why do we read Rus on Shavuos? And there are many, many different reasons, and one is because the story of Rus happened between Pesach and Shavuos, as the Pasuk says, Betchilas Ktzir Sa'orim uKtzir Chitim. Ktzir Chitim is Shavuos, Ktzir Sa'orim is Pesach. Is that a reason to read Rus because of that, on Shavuos, just because it happened that time? So why don't we just find any story that happened on Shavuos and read it on Shavuos? Or the reason that Dovid HaMelech was born and Nifter on Shavuos, and Rus ends with Leidas David. But the Torah doesn't talk about Shavuos as the Leidah or the Mesa of David. The Torah tells us that Shavuos is Chag HaShavuos, it's Chag HaKotzir, it's Yom HaBikurim. Why Rus? Why are we connecting Shavuos to David HaMelech? Why are we reading Rus on Shavuos? And in Rus we find a very, very difficult story to understand, how Naomi orders Rus to go to Boaz in a way that is l'cha'ira, it would seem to be not in a very modest way, not a b'derech shidduch, not b'derech tznias, that Rus should go and be the initiator, be the aggressor, and go to Boaz and sort of ask Boaz's hand in marriage, which is not the normal way that marriage takes place. Certainly not al-pi Torah. Al-pi Torah, the ish is mechazer achar ha'isha, darkei shel ish lechazer achar isha, not the other way. Why Rus, and why do we read this on Shavuos? Why are we talking about such a story on Shavuos, which is the greatest yontif in the respect that this is the yontif in which the purpose of creation takes place? There's also the custom of eating dairy on Shavuos, which there are many, many reasons to eating dairy. As it is hinted in the words, Chadosho laHashem b'shavu aiseichem, the pasuk that we mentioned before in Parshas Pinchas, b'yayim habikurim b'hakrivchem mincha, Chadosho laHashem b'shavu aiseichem is the acronym Cholov. Cholov meaning milk. Chadosho laHashem b'shavu aiseichem. What is the idea of eating dairy, of eating milk, which is not a Yom Tif meal? Yom Tif meal is supposed to be with meat. Why is Shavuos different? Shavuos is a Yom Tif midairaisa. We're not talking now about Chanukah, but Chanukah is a Yom Tif that came later, and the Rabbanan instituted Chanukah, and there's a minute to eat dairy on Chanukah, but Chanukah is not a Yom Tif that requires Simcha, which ain't Simcha ela bebosar. Simcha requires meat, Shalmei Simcha. Why then do we eat dairy? Not only that, but the Paiskim tell us that there's a kula, that we are lenient all year round. We do not eat meat and dairy on the same table, certainly not in a close proximity in a very short period of time. Yet on Shavuos, we are makel, at least those who do it, to eat first a dairy meal, and it says even cheese that normally you would have to wait 6 hours for if it's hard cheese. The Be'er Hetev says you don't have to wait that amount of time on Shavuos. Why are we makel? Why are we lenient on Shavuos, which is such a great Yom Tov, the Yom Tov of Kabbalas HaTorah? We're going to be lenient about something which all year round we're very machmir. And Svarim speak about it. Obviously, if this is considered so important, and that we can be makel, just for the minhag, it's only a minhag, it's not a mitzvah to eat dairy on Shavuos, it's not mentioned in the Torah, then there must be something very unique, something very special about eating dairy on Shavuos. And what is it? Shavuos is really la'asid lavoi. Shavuos is the 50th day. It is the first day of the 8th week. It is a day that is associated with Shemini, and it is associated with Chamishim. The Zohar says that it says in the Torah 50 times Yitzias Mitzrayim. And the 50th time is the pasuk in Parshas Kisavai, which is the 50th parasha of Chumash, incidentally. Kisavai, which talks about Bikurim, which is what Shavuos is referred to as Yom HaBikurim, the day in which we began bringing the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash. That's why it's called Yom HaBikurim, Bikurei Ktzir Chitim. Besides that, it was the day that they brought the Shtei HaLechem, which permitted Chodosh in the Beis HaMikdash to be sacrificed. Mincha Chadosh, it was the first new offering from the new grain, from wheat. It is also the Yom Tov of Bikurim, when we start bringing the first fruits. And the parasha that talks about Bikurim in detail, which is Kisavo, which is the 50th parasha, in that parasha, we have the 50th mentioning of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the final Yetzias Mitzrayim, of which the Zohar says there are 50 of it in Chumash, where we talk about the vidui, the mikra bikurim, that the person who brings the first fruits has to say. In fact, and we say it by Pesach by night, by the Seder, Arami Oved Ovi, Vayered Mitzrayim. And in the midst, we praise Hashem for Vayotzi'enu Hashem Mimitzrayim. Vayotzi'enu Hashem Mitzrayim. That's the 50th time that Yetzias Mitzrayim is mentioned in Chumash. Misvarim explained to us, the Yetzias Mitzrayim originally, the original Yetzias Mitzrayim took us out of the 49th level of Tumah. The Geula that we are anticipating, that we are anxiously waiting and hoping for imminently, will bring us into the fifth Shar HaNun of Kedusha, the 50th level, and it will take us out of the 50th level of Tumah, a level that we are in today, as the Or HaChaim writes in Parshas Shemois, that we can deal with it because we have a Torah. In Mitzrayim, they could not deal with the 50th level of Tumah because they didn't have a Torah yet. So therefore, they fell into the 49th, and immediately they had to be pulled out, because if we would have sunk then into the 50th level of Tumah, we could never have escaped it. So now, however, now that we are in the 50th level of Tumah, the world in general is definitely in the 50th level of Tumah, but the fact that we are connected, we have a Torah, we can leave the 50th level, and we will be zoicha to the Shah Hanun of Kedusha. That's the 50th Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hayotzi'enu Hashem in Mitzrayim is the gematria Shah Hanun. And this 50th mention of Yetzias Mitzrayim in the 50th parsha, which is Parshas Kisavo, in the parsha of Bikurim, where we praise Hashem not only for saving us from Mitzrayim, but also for saving us from Lavan. Arami Oved Ovi. Arami is Lavan Ho Arami. Lavan corresponds to love, the Loivan of Kedusha. That Lavan means white. The highest level, the level that Daniel talks about in his famous vision of what's going to take place right prior to the Geula, when Hashem is going to judge all the nations, in particular Edom, he says he sees an image, Kaviyochel, he sees Hashem, or he sees an image sort of Levushe Tlag Chivar. He sees Hashem wearing a white garment like snow, the Reshe Ka'amar Noka, and his hair is white like the wool of the sheep. Sheleg and Semer, as we know, those are two descriptions of pure white, of the color white, which symbolizes purity. Im yiyu chatoechem kashonim, kasheleg yalbinu, im yadimu katola katsemer yiyu. So Daniel sees levushe tlag chivar, he sees Hashem's levush kaviyachal, like white like snow, and his hair, the hair that he sees in this image of an old, of an atik yoimin, it says of the ancient one, referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't know exactly what that means, but it's the color white. The Beis HaMikdash is called Levonoin because it's Malbin Avonoseyan Shel Yisrael. It whitens the sins of the Jews. But there's also the color white on the other side. There are those who claim to be pure. There are those who are the Lavan of Tumah, which Lavan of Tumah is even greater than Paroi. It's a greater Tumah even than Paroi, even more difficult. Lavan Bikesh Lakoras HaKoil. And it's here, in this Mikra Bikurim, in Parshas Kisavo, where the Torah mentions Yetzias Mitzrayim for the 50th time, where we praise Hashem for saving us from Lavan. And this, we say, Pesach night, the first night of Pesach, as we're beginning the 50-day process, we're beginning the Behoitzi'acha Esa'am Mitzrayim, we are already talking about that which is said when a Jew brings the first fruits to the Beis HaMikdash, which is associated with Shavuos, because Shavuos is Yom HaBikurim, the 50th day, corresponding to the 50th Yetzias Mitzrayim, where a person reaches the level of Lavan the Kedusha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Malbin Avonoseyan Shel Yisrael. Shavuos is parallel to Yom Kippur, as we know the Yerushalmi says, it does not say the word Chatos. When it talks about the Karbonos, the Musafin of Shavuos, it says Soir Echad. The word Chatos is omitted because there is no Chatos, there's no sin. We reach a level that's higher than sin, like the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, like Klal Yisrael on Yom Kippur. Ki b'yayim hazeh yechaper aleichem l'tahar eschem mikol chataseichem lefnei Hashem titoru. Titoru, as we know, is b'gematria keser. Keser is the level that a Jew reaches on Shavuos night, on Shavuos. Keser, the crown, keser is how many letters there are in the Aseres HaDibrois. A Jew hears the Aseres HaDibrois on Shavuos, which has in it 620 letters corresponding to the 613 mitzvahs d'Oraisa and the 7 mitzvahs d'Rabbanan, and a Jew experiences what's called Kedushas Keser, the highest level. Keser is Shar Hanun. Keser is the Loiven Ha'elyon, where it's pure white. There is no sin. There's no Zuhama, as the Gemara says. The Gemara says this really in Gemara language, that the Shosha Amdu Yisrael Al Har Sinai, the Gemara says it in Shabbos, the same Gemara that talks about Matan Torah, B'Shosha Amdu Yisrael Al Har Sinai, Poska Zuhamasan, no more Zuhama, no more pollutants, no more contaminants, there's no more Zuhama, no more undesirables. Klal Yisrael reached the highest level, there's no Zuhama. They are zeicha to the bechina of Lavan, to this madrega of purity. The hepech of Arami Oved Avi, the hepech of Lavan in Tumah. La'asid Lavai, Chazal tell us, it's based on a pasuk in Yirmiyah, which is interesting that the only time that we find that a yomtif is referred to as new is Shavuos. By Shavuos it says, b'hakrivchem mincha chadosha la'Hashem. It's a total renewal. By Pesach, it doesn't use the word chadash, even though we bring the Omer, which is the first offering of barley, but the Torah doesn't call it chadash. By no other Yom Tov does the Torah describe it as chadash. By Sviru, we say, Svartam lochem, mimochras ha-shabbos, miyom ha-aviyachem, esoyim ha-tenuf ha-shevas ha-bos, says, ad mimochras ha-shabbos ha-shvias tispru chamishim yoyim, v'hikraftem mincha chadasha. Again, the word chadasha. Chadasha is a word that is used in association with Geula. Hinani osei eretz chadash, shamayim chadashim ve'eretz chadasha, a new world. Or as the pasuk says in Yirmiyah, and this is a pasuk which we'll mention now, boirei ani chadasha ba'oretz, I am creating something new in the land, nekeva tisoivev gever, the female will surround the male. Now this pasuk is used in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Chassidus, as a remez to that which what it says in the Sfarim, that la'osid lavay, the nekeva, will be on the same level as the zohar or even higher. Right now it's v'hu yimshol bach, as because of chet eitz hadas, Chava went down a notch. Chava is not equal to Adam, and Isha is not equal to the Ish. The Ish rules the Isha. V'hu yimshol bach. But in the world of La'asid Lavoi, the Keva to Tesoivev Gever, then the Keva will reach a higher level, then the Keva will be like the Zohar or even higher. V'hu Yimshol Bach is Begamatria Mincha Chadasha. In the time of Mincha Chadasha, in the time of the future, which Shavuos is a metaphor of La'asid Lavoi, the 7 weeks of Sfira correspond to this world. The Shavuos, which is the eighth day, the eighth week, the 50th day, that's La'asid Lavoi, when Kedushas Keser comes down to the world, Vayered Hashem al Har Sinai, and we hear the Aseres Hadibris, Hashem reveals Himself, and it's interesting, the Aseres Hadibris starts with an Aleph, Anoichi Hashem Elokecha, the Torah starts with a Beis, that's the Torah starts with a Beis, which is the level of Torah that we are zoichet to in this world, which is Olam HaBriya, La'asid Lavoi, it'll be Atzilus, which is higher, which is Aleph, which is higher than Beis. And that we already heard, when we heard the Aseres HaDibris, we heard the Aleph first, we heard Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. Shavuos, we get a taste of the way it's going to be in the future. And the way it's going to be La'asid Lavoi, in the Keva Tisoivev Gever, then the Keva reaches the level of the Zohar, no longer Vahu Yimshal Bach, as the Munkach, or the Mincha Salazar, his Yartzat was this week, in his Sefer Shaar Yisachar, he writes that the words Mincha Chadasha are equal to the word Odom HaSholem. And on Shavuos, a person becomes an Odom HaSholem. During the 7 weeks of Sfira, we work on our Bahamiyas, we work on the animal behavior, that's Sfira Sa'omer, the Omer which comes from barley, which is animal food, and then a person is Eichel to become an Odom. And he sees the image of an Odom al Akisei, as we see in the Haftarah of Yecheskel that we're going to be reading the first day of Shavuos. He says, Mincha Chadosh is Begematria Odom HaSholem. We become an Odom HaSholem. We are totally connected to Hashem, sort of like after the 7 days of Nida, and the woman goes to the mikveh, and she's reunited with her husband. The 7 weeks of Sfira correspond to the Shiva Nekiyim, and Leil Shavuos is Leil Tevila, as the Zayar calls it, Dachyu Ilo, the day of purity from on high to Taru. Many have a custom not only to go to the mikveh Erev Shavuos, but they go after learning all night. That's the Dach Yirilah, that's the mikveh Yisrael Hashem, that's Nisgala on Shavuos. The Yichud of Hashem and Klal Yisrael, Ponim El Ponim Diber Hashem Imochem. The highest level that a Jew can attain is the Shar Hanun, the 50th day. The Alshich writes, the Alshich in Parshas Vayetzei, that when it says Vateitzei Leah Likrosai, Leah went out to Yaakov. Leah also, it seems, does something that is immodest. It's not modest. It's not the way for the woman to go out to get her man. And yet, when Leah goes out, the pasuk says Vayelech Reuven Bimei Ketzir Chitim Vayimtza Dudoyim Basada. He finds the jasmine. And he gives it to his mother, and Rachel wants it because it's the school for having children. Rachel hasn't had children yet. And they bargain with each other, and Leah says, you could have it, but I want to be with Yaakov tonight. And Rachel says, fine. L'chein yishkav imach halayla. Vateitze Leah likrosai, if the Yaakov comes from the field, vayavo Yaakov ben asada la'ez erev, and vateitze Leah likrosai. Says the Alshech, that was Leil Shavuos. It was Shavuos by night. It was the Bimei Ketzir Chitim. Ketzir Chitim is Shavuos. So he says it was Shavuos by night, and from that union, Yisachar was conceived. Yisachar is the Talmud Chacham. Yisachar is one who was Mekabel on himself, the old Torah. He became a Talmud Chacham because he was conceived on Shavuos. Bnei Yisachar goes a step further, and he says that he was born on Chanukah. 7 months after Shavuos is Chanukah, and Chanukah and Shavuos are related. As we know, they're both in the third month. Shavuos is in the third month of the year, beginning with Nisan. Chanukah is in the third month of the year, beginning from Tishrei. Sivan is Begematria Kislev. On both Yom Tovim, the minhag is to eat dairy. Both Yom Tovim have to do with Torah, and so on. So Yisachar was conceived on the night of Shavuos, and it came from an act of Ateitze Leo Likrosa, where the Nekeva initiated, Leah initiated the relationship here, Ateitze Leo Likrosa, very similar to what Rus, in the story of Rus, Rus has to go to Boaz, not the normal way. And we find this when it comes to Malchus Beis David, when it comes to Mashiach, the whole formation of the Neshama of Mashiach, the whole arrival of Mashiach into the world is through such a hanhaga. Beginning first in Parshas Vayeshev with Tamar and Yehuda. It's Tamar initiates the relationship. Tamar starts. Tamar is the aggressor. In the story in Parshas Vayera, the daughters of Lot, it's the older daughter of Lot who initiates the relationship with her father. She's the aggressor. And from that comes Rus, from that comes Mashiach. And in the story that takes place, Shavuos by night, Vateitzei Leah Likrosei, as we say, the Alshuch says it happened on Shavuos, it's Leah who initiates the relationship. In the story of Purim, Esther has to go into Achashverosh. Why is it this way? Why should it be this way? And all the Svarim on Rus, the Alshuch and others in detail discuss this, because Mashiach has to come in a very concealed way, that even the Satan shouldn't think that this is the family of Mashiach. It happened, the way it happens, in such a way which seems to be hepech of tznius, in the total opposite of the way of kol kavuda basmala panima, can't be that this is the mishpacha of Mashiach. But why is it happening this way? Because la'asid lavai nekeva tesoiviv gever. Hinani bayrei Chadosha Ba'oret, says Yirmiyahu, Nekeva to Saviv Gever. In the future, the Nekeva reaches the level of the Zohar. The Nekeva initiates. Al Piruchnius. Where do we see this? We see this in the last Mishnah in Tainus. On Chamisha Aser Ba'ov, and on Yoim HaKippurim, Lehoi Yom Tovim L'Yisrael, Chamisha Aser Ba'ov, Yoim HaKippurim, Shebohen Benois Yisrael Yoitza'ois. They go out of the norm. The normal way is not for Benois Yisrael to go out. And the Mishnah is not saying this in a derogatory manner. The Mishnah is not scolding the girls for doing it. The Mishnah is praising them. And the Mishnah quotes the Pasuk in Shir HaShirim, Se'ena ure'ena b'nois tziyoin b'amelech shloimei, bo'atara she'itur lo imoi, atara, which is keser, b'yoim chasunosai, and Shavuos, even though the Mishnah is not talking about Shavuos, the Mishnah is talking about Yom Kippur, the Mishnah is talking about Chamisha Asa Be'av. Yom Kippur is the day that we receive the second luchos. If Yom Kippur is such a day in which B'nais Yisrael Yaitza is Tse'enu Ure'enu, then certainly Shavuos, which is the day that we were supposed to receive the first Luchais, which were on a higher level than the second. The Luchais HaRishonis, which is Ma'asei Elokim Heim of HaMichtav, Michtav Elokim Hu, Shavuos is a day that is associated with La'osid Lavoi. That's why in Tikkunei Zohar it says that the Geula will be on Shavuos. Bei Yifkun Min Golusa, says the Tikkunei Zohar. That's a steer to what Chazal tell us, and it's not. Even though it says Benisan Asidin Ligoil, Pesach and Shavuos are really one unit of time. What starts Pesach is completed on Shavuos, and as we said before, there are 50 times in Chumash that it says Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the 50th time is in Parshas Kisavai, that has to do with Shavuos, because that's when we bring Bikurim, which Shavuos is Yom HaBikurim. Yet when do we say those Pesachim? We say Pesach by night, the first night of the fifty days of Bahitziyahu Asami Mitzraim Tabunas or Lakim al Hahorazah. Shavuos, therefore, the Torah does not tell us what day it falls out on. The Torah conceals the date because it's Lamailam and Hazman. Shavuos is associated with La'asid Lavoi. La'asid Lavoi We don't know what it is. The Asad Lavai is defies logic. Just like in the Beis HaMikdash, as the Gemara says, Makom Ha'orein Einay Min Hamida, the place where the Orein was, which the Orein housed the Luchais, took up no space, which itself doesn't make any sense, doesn't fit into the world of physics. Makom Ha'orein Einay Min Hamida. So too, Shavuos, which is the Orein of time, just like the Orein in the Beis HaMikdash took up no space, the Orein of time, which is Shavuos, takes up no time, meaning it's not in the world of time. The Torah does not tell us what day Shavuos falls out on. Perhaps this is the reason why we eat dairy on Shavuos. The dairy on Shavuos, chalav, is white. Chalav is pure. The Gemara tells us, dam nekar v'nasa chalav. Blood, the blood decomposes, the blood rots inside, and it becomes milk. During the 7 weeks of Sfira, dam nekar, we are working on our midos, which the midos rois, are rooted in the dam, ki ha-dam hu ha-nefesh. And on Shavuos, when a person becomes an Adam HaSholem, a Mincha Chadosha, on Shavuos, the dam turns into cholov. The red becomes white. Im yihu chato'eichem kashonim kasheleg yalbinu, im yadimu katoyla katsemer yihu. The color red, just like on Yom Kippur, the chut hashani becomes lovan, when the Sor HaMashtaleach is thrown down the mountain. So too on Shavuos, which is equated to Yom HaKippurim, on Shavuos when our Averis are forgiven, as we said before, what Yerushalmi says, it does not say the word Chatas. It doesn't say the word Chatas concerning the Sotir of Shavuos. The same takes place, that the color red becomes white, the Basar becomes Cholov. There's an interesting Rabbeinu Bachya, which difficult to understand, but Rabbeinu Bachya writes that the Isra of Basar B'cholav will be Batal La'asid Lavoi. Rabbeinu Bachya says this in Parshas Kisisa, that the Isra of Basar B'cholav is only Bizman Hazeh, but La'asid Lavoi there won't be an Isra, and he says it Al Pi Kabbalah. The Noam Elimelech brings down the same thing in Parshas Mishpatim, and he connects it to Shavuos, that on Shavuos when Mekel with Basar B'cholav, not literally Basar B'cholav, obviously we don't eat meat and milk together, but the same hakpada that we have all year round, where mekel, that even after hard cheese the place can bring down, you don't have to wait the full 6 hours. Obviously, this is something that a person should follow, whatever minhag in his family and whatever his rav tells him. Just the fact that there's such an idea that on Shavuos, when mekel on basar b'cholov is because Shavuos is la'asid lavoi. La'asid lavoi is Hashem matir asurim. The chazir will become tohar la'asid lavoi. Mamzerim will become tohar lo asid lavoi, as the Mishnah says, asid mamzer li taher. Basar b'cholav is mentioned in Chumash in connection to Shavuos, in connection to Bikurim. As the Pasuk says, Reishis bikurei ad boscha tovi beis Hashem alekecha loisevashel gedi b'chalei v'imoi. Avram Avinu served the Malachim basar b'cholav, but he served them cholav first, which is the obvious answer. For those who ask, how could he have served them basar b'cholav? If Avram kept the entire Torah before it was given, so the Torah says he gave them first cholov, va'yikachem of cholov, and then afterwards uben habakar asher asa. Even after milchtix, there has to be a separation. So it's like on Shavuos. Like on Shavuos, the same amount. We don't wait as long as we normally do because on Shavuos there's a ha'ara of la'asid lavoi. Basar b'cholov does not shat, as it says. It's not mazik. On Shavuos, as it is all year round. The same thing with chametz. On Pesach, not even a mashahu chametz. On Shavuos, there's a mitzvah to eat chametz. On Shavuos, it says the only yomtiv where it says you have to eat chametz is on Shavuos, where it says chametz te'ofena. Al chalois lechem chametz yakriv karbonoi. Why dafka chametz? The pasuk says ki chol se'or v'chol devash. You're not supposed to eat in the Beis HaMikdash anything with yeast or anything sweet. And yet on Shavuos, we eat chametz, and it's the time when we start bringing the first fruits, which are sweet, figs, te'enim, tamarim, grapes, from the seven minim. Because on Shavuos, the chametz is not mazik. The chametz is the remnant of the Yetzer Hara. In the future, the Yetzer Hara becomes a Yetzer Toiv. The Yetzer Hara is no longer an evil inclination. The Yetzer Hara is transformed into a Yetzer Tov. Chametz does not have the same effect as it does all year round. All year round, or on Pesach certainly, chametz can cause tumah. It can cause a problem. But on Shavuos, it doesn't. So on Shavuos, Chametz Te'ofen. We're not concerned with the Chametz issue on Shavuos. The same thing with the Basar B'Cholov. The same distance that we normally have for Basar B'Cholov all year round, we're more makel on Shavuos. Not because of Chas V'Shalom, it's a kula, but because of the Ha'ora, because of the tremendous Hizgalus, the tremendous revelation that takes place on Shavuos, which is La'asid Lavay, on the Yom HaChamishim, on the 50th Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Shah Hanun enables us, even Bizman Hazeh, even before the time of Gula, Shavuos, it's mayor from La'asid Lavay, we're able to taste La'asid Lavay, and therefore we don't wait as long as we normally do between Basar B'Cholov. I come before in the Svarim Bazeh. But the idea of Cholov on Shavuos is that Cholov, Chadosh Ala Hashem B'Shavu Aseichem, Cholov is pure, it's the color white, it's Lavan, it's Lavnunis, it's purity, which is the level that a Jew reaches when he count, when, on the Yom Tov of Shavuos, especially when he counts 49 days of Sphira properly. Chadosh Ala Hashem B'Shavu Aseichem, those three words, which are Rosh HaTevis, Cholov, as the Svarim tell us, Abigamatria, Uvalet Zion Goyel, L'Shavei Fesha B'Yaakov. We know also that Shavuos is the yard site of David HaMelech, and it's the yard site of Rabbi Yisroel HaBal Shem Tov. Mincha La Hashem B'Shavu Aseichem is Begamatria Rabbi Yisroel HaBal Shem Tov. And David and the Baal Shem Tov are very much connected. David Malka Mashiach, David is the ancestor, David is the is referred to as Mashiach himself. We say it every day, and we say it in Kedusha. David Malka Mashiach, David Mashiach Tzidkecha. David is Mashiach, is the neshama of Mashiach, as it says in the Hoshana Rabba davening, who David ba'atzmai, and the Baal Shem Tov, as the Talmid HaBaal Shem Tov said, the Baal Shem Tov came down to the world to prepare the world for Mashiach, and the Baal Shem Tov was the neshama of Mashiach, and so was David. David and the Baal Shem Tov are nifter on Shavuos, because Shavuos is the Yom Tov of Geula. Shavuos is the Hashlama of Pesach. It starts Pesach, it's finished on Shavuos. And the difference is, Pesach we didn't deserve, but Shavuos we do. Pesach we receive all these great Ha'oros, Milmaila, without our work. Shavuos is called Chag HaKotzir. Kotzir means to reap. You reap the benefits, because you plant. You planted. If you don't plant, you don't have what to reap. It's called Chag HaKotzir because it comes after all the work, after the Zeriah, after the cultivation of the earth, as the Pasuk says, V'chag HaKotzir bikurei ma'asecha asher tizra basoda. After you planted and you did all your Torah and mitzvahs, comes Yemais HaMashiach v'chayei ha'olam haba, which is the Chag HaKotzir, which is why it's called Shavuos as well. Shavuos means after all the weeks, or after all the cycles of seven, after going through a world of seven, we come to Shavuos, which is the world of Shemini, the world of eight, the first day of the eighth week. And that's why it's also called Atzeres. Atzeres, as the Pasuk calls it, Shemini Atzeres is called Atzeres. The 7 days of Sukkot correspond to the 70 years of a person's life in this world. And Shemini Atzeres refers to the Olam HaShemini. So Atzeres is associated with Shemini. Atzeres is associated with the future, with the world of La'asid Lavoi. Or as it says in Zohar, Atzeres means to detain. The Yetzahara is detained on Shavuos. That's why with the Shtei Halachim is Chametz. We're not worried about Chametz, and we're not worried about the normal Isra Basa B'Cholov. And being that the way Mashiach comes into the world is through an Oifen that seems to be, the way it happens, seems to be in a negative way, whether it's through the Benois Light or Tamar or Rus. In reality, it's not. In reality, Mashiach has to come in such a way, and we see throughout Chumash in general, that it was the Imahoi, Sarah, who tells Avraham Avinu to throw Yishmael out of the house. Goresh ha'amah hazayis v'yaz benot. It was Rivka who says to Yaakov, go and take away the brachas from Esav. It was Dafka the Imahois, Dafka them, the Nekeva to Soiviv Gever, that prepares the world for Geula. Because La'asid Lavay, the Nekeva, reaches the level of the Zohar. La'asid Lavay, the Nekeva, initiates. And what this means is that Klal Yisrael, we are the Isha. Hashem is the Zohar, Hashem is the Chosam, we are the Kala. The first time around, Hashem began the relationship. Hashem took us to Har Sinai. Hashem started. But in the future, Hashem wants us to initiate. Hashem wants the Hisayrus to come milmata. Hashem wants the Hisayrus to come from down below. Which the metaphor to that is Ish V'Isha. Normally the relationship begins with the Ish. But in certain times, it starts with the Isha. And just as it is on Yom Kippur, just as it is on Chamisha Asar Be'av, so it was with Rus. And the fact that we read Rus on Shavuos, which, as we mentioned before, what the Alshich says, that Leil Shavuos was the night that Vateitzei Leil L'Krosei, that Leah went out, that she initiated. And from that came Yisachar. Yisachar was the Talmud Chacham who was conceived on the night of Shavuos, as the Alshich says. That's why we read Rus on Shavuos. Shavuos is La'asid Lavoi, and La'asid Lavoi, the Nekeva to Soivev Gever. The Nekeva is on the higher level. So Rus initiates, and Rus goes to Layaz. But the reason that we're reading Rus on Shavuos is even, it goes more deeper than that. Because Shavuos is Leidas David, which Leidas David refers to the revelation of Mashiach, Shavuos, in other words, corresponds, is a metaphor, to the Yemais HaMashiach and Olam Haba, as we said before, which is why the Torah doesn't tell us what day it is. That's why we read Rus. The Rekeach says that Rus is the Megillah of Geula. Rus is the Megillah of Mashiach. That's why in Rus it says the word Geula over and over and over again. Goel, HaGoel, Legol Nachalosi. At least 25 times the word Geula is mentioned in Sefer Rus. Perhaps more than in any other Sefer. Rus is a mysterious Megillah. The Rekeach says it's Misturin. Misturin is probably associated with the word mysterious. In Rus, you have all the Saidais of Geula are in Rus. That's what Geula is forming. And Rus itself starts off, Vayhi b'mei Shvayit HaShoftim, it doesn't say who. Rus starts off also in a very concealed way. It doesn't tell us who the Shoftim was at that time. That's why there's a Machlokes in Chazal. Who was the Shoftim? Was it Ifson? Some say Ifson was not Boaz. Was it Asniel ben Kenaz? There are different opinions in Chazal who the Shofet was at that time. The Megillah does not begin clearly like it does like in Megillah's Esther, Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. Do you know who the king was? It just says Vayhi b'mei Shvayit HaShoftim. It starts off hidden. And it begins in Moav, and it ends in Beis Lechem Yehuda, which Beis Lechem Yehuda is the birthplace of David. Beis Lechem Yehuda is where the Geula begins. That's where Rus and Boaz unite. Rus and Boaz unite in Beis Lechem Yehuda, which was where the Beis Medrash was, that Boaz reveals the halacha, which was concealed up until that time, of Moavi v'loi Moavis, which was not known. Till then it was not known that the females of Moav are allowed to marry Jewish males. Boaz revealed this halacha. And Rus was the first that publicly, Rus, a Moavite, was the first Moavite to marry a Jew publicly, and that's when the halacha was revealed. The halacha was revealed in front of 10 people, as the pasuk says, Boaz took 10 people from the Nebelir and out, the whole concept of having a minion, by Sheva Brachas, by a Chasana. So Boaz was mefarsein, Boaz publicized this halacha, and that she is the Moavite, she is the one that because of her, Light was saved from Sodom. This is the reason. It's her. She is the one. And from her is going to come David HaMelech, which is as the Psukim end off, V'yishai hoilet as David. That's why we read this on Shavuos. Shavuos is La'asid Lavoi. La'asid Lavoi, that which is prohibited today becomes permitted La'asid Lavoi. Hashem matir asurim, says the Medrash in Tehillim. La'asid lavai, that which is asur, that means that which is tied down, that which cannot be released, is released. Not chas v'shalom that the Torah changes, the Torah will not change. But the concept of Hashem matir asurim is la'asid lavai. Cholav was asur until Shavuos. Cholav was considered evim and achai. Cholav, milchduks, became mutter for a yid to eat on Shavuos. Before that, according to some poskim, it's a controversy, but according to some poskim, they were not allowed to eat dairy before because they had a din of Ben Noyach, and Cholav is Eivim and Achai, which many say, according to Chassam Soif, even today, Goyim are not supposed to eat dairy. But on Shavuos, it became mutter for us to eat dairy, which is why we eat dairy on Shavuos, one of the reasons. It became mutter. Rus became mutter, muteres, lovoi bakohol. Hashem matir asurim, basar b'chalav will be mutter, according to Rabbeinu Bachya. And on Shavuos, we're makel to show that this ha'orah of la'asid lavai, and we don't have to be as strict, and again, we have to reiterate that, of course, we're not allowed to eat milk and meat together. It means just the stringency that some have after hard cheese, says the Be'er Heitev, at the end of Hilchos Pesach, that you could be makel, and you could wait after 1 hour instead of after six, which some place can have a problem with that. This all shows us how Shavuos is connected to La'osid Lavoi. And that's why we read Rus on Shavuos. Anyway, so the Eibushes should help us that, and some people want to come in here. We should be Zoycha that this Shavuos, as the Tikkun Zoyar and Zof, Tikkun Zoyar says that Shavuos is the Yom Tov of Geula, we should be Zoycha to see with our own eyes, V'yishai Hoylet as David, in our times, we should see it soon, and not be impressed with everything else that we see going on, but we should forge ahead and realize that we're getting closer. And Yetzer Hashem, this Shavuos, we should be zoicha to eat the Shtei Halechem in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, HaGdei Mashiach Tzidkenu, who is the Einikol of David, the Einikol of Rus. And we should be zoicha to Kabbalah's HaTayra, and to all the Minhagim. Shavuos is known for all its Minhagim, more than any other Yom Tov. Because in the Torah, there's no specific mitzvah on Shavuos. Not unlike Sukkos, where there's a mitzvah of Lulav and Esrog, and eating in the Sukkah, or Pesach, which has Matzah. Shavuos is the whole Torah, v'shamata v'yosisa sachukim ha'elitz, the entire Torah. What we do have on Shavuos that you don't find by other Yemim Tovim is a vast amount of minhagim, many, many customs, including staying up at night, eating dairy, flowers, trees and shul, all these minhagim that are brought down in the Sfarim, everyone to whatever he keeps, nahara nahara v'pashtei, they're all minhagim kodesh. We should be zeichet to emes ha'kabbalah sa'atayr, which Shavuos is brought down in the Sfarim is a day like Rosh Hashanah, it's a day of Yom Hadin. On Torah, we should be mispala Ahava Rab in Ahava Rab, the Vahoyer and Ena Besar Sech, the Abaku Beta Bemitzvah Sech, the Yachid Lavena Ahava Vira as Shemecha, and we should all be Zoicha to Kabbalah HaTorah Besimcha Vipnimius, as many tzaddikim wished one another on Shavuos.